Blog Talk Radio.
GospelBeats.com.
Almighty Zion, and nothing else matters. You're my delight, to you, Lord, I sing. Hallelujah. You're my desire. Nothing else matters. You're my delight. To you, Lord, I sing. Hallelujah. To you, Lord, I sing hallelujah. Oh, oh, oh.
You mean more than the world to me. You mean more than the
GospelBeats.com.
You're my desire, and nothing else matters. No, no. You're my delight. To you, Lord, I sing hallelujah. Oh, oh, oh. You're my desire. You're my delight. To you, Lord, I sing hallelujah.
You've been more than the world.
To me, you've been more.
thesegospelbeats.com.
I'm not forgetting.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank you all for tuning in to the Angel on Deck show with your host, Angel of Melody. And y'all know I go by Angel of Melody also, Angel on Deck. We just want to say we thank God for all of you that are listening in right now from around the world. We got to give a shout-out to all of those that are listening in here in the States of the USA, to those that are in London, to those that are in Italy. We want to just say God bless you. Also to those that are in Hong Kong, in China, in Brazil, Australia, Switzerland, Malaysia, all over. We just want to say God bless you on today. We have a very great program that is before you right now. We have my dear cousins, Prophetess Tony and Pastor Bianca, live on today, and you're going to be hearing some great, I'm talking about some great, powerful women. A lot of you are so used to me coming on and playing music from artists around the world, and at times we do pray and we have preaching and stuff going on, but today is different. We're not going to be hearing a lot of music. Every now and then throughout the show, we may play something, but you're going to hear these dynamic women of God testimony of prison. Not only that, but they will be praying, and they will be letting you know about what God is doing in their lives, even on today, right now, what God is doing. So we want you all to just sit back, get your mind in tune to hear some straight-up fire on these airwaves on today. And I'm telling you, we just pray that you will be blessed. And also you can call in to 917-889-7095. And if you desire prayer afterwards, you can inbox me on the Facebook. You can leave me a message on my page that you want prayer. Let me know that you want a line. And I'm telling you, we will click you on and we will let these great women pray for you. And for those that just want to listen in, just listen in. If you want to call and listen in, you can listen in and also share these great links as well. So right now, we're going to go to Prophetess Tony, and we're going to have her go as the Lord gives her to go.
You want to make the praise the Lord to the nation. I'm going to pray to open this up. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we soak this ministry into the blood of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we'll continue to call upon your throne of grace, Lord, to give us direction, Lord. Lord, that those that are in chains, that are in bondage, should be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as we come before you, you say, where two or three are gathered in your name, you say you are in our midst. Lord, as me and my sister and those from around the world, Heavenly Father, have gathered together, Lord, we're calling upon you, Heavenly Father, to bless this nation and give us word. Lord, I'm going to introduce Pastor Bianca, Pastor Bianca from Holland. I'm going to introduce her to come and give a she's going to give a powerful testimony, and she's also is going to share a prayer before we get started. And Pastor Bianca, we're inviting you. Power of the Holy Ghost, take total control. In Jesus' name.
God bless you, whoever is under my voice, whether you are in China, in Holland, in England, in Brazil, here, USA, I want to say God bless you all for listening. And I'm for sure that as you are going to listen to us, that you are very blessed. I want to give you a prayer before we start this program so that the anointing of God will touch each one of you. My name is Pastor Bianca. I'm from Amsterdam, from New Life Confident Church, and I'm going to give you a prayer. So close your eyes wherever you are, in your car, in your living room. Wherever you are, I'm for sure that God is going to do something new in your life after you hear my testimony and the testimony of Evangelist Tony, and God will bless you. Let's pray. Everlasting King of Glory, we thank you so much for the life of your people. We thank you so much, Father, for the possibility that we can sit here, Father, talk about you, because our gathering is about you. It's about you, Jesus. As we are coming to listen to your word, you are the word. I know you are going to do something new in the life of your people. If there is any demonic spirit from the land, the sea, the air, from east, southwest, who want to come against this program, then I ask the fire of the Holy Ghost to consume the evil works by fire in the name of Jesus, Father. And if there is anyone in his living room, Father, that the devil don't want him or her to listen to this program, that I send the Holy Spirit to arrest that person back to come and listen to this program in the name of Jesus, so that he or she can get her deliverance or get her blessing in the name of Jesus. I soak each one of us here in the studio into the blood of Jesus Christ. And I pray that God will use us mighty, that he may anoint us lips so that we can bring forth his praise. I thank you so much. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.
Amen, amen. So right now what we're going to do is we're going to go to Prophetess. Okay, we're going to go to Pastor Bianca because she's going to be coming before you right now, sharing her testimony. I'm telling y'all, it's a powerful testimony about how God prisoned and what happened to get in there, what went on and what God is doing in her life right now. I'm telling you, we were at High Praise Cathedral in Eastern Michigan where Apostle Clarence B. Hatton and Prophetess Joyce Hatton, our pastors, and I'm telling you, the church, the roof got set on fire by this great testimony, and I'm telling you, I'm just so honored have them with me on today, her and Prophetess Tony. I'm telling you, it's just awesome what God is doing in their life. So right now, we're going to have her share what God has done in her life. Give this great testimony.
Hallelujah. Great people of God. I know each one of you have a testimony. But this moment, I'm going to share my testimony with you people so that you people can know that God is real and that God exists. No matter where you are, no matter what you did in your life, God can make a change in your life. Like I was saying, my name is Pastor Bianca. I was born in Holland. I am a mother of five beautiful children. And in the year 2002, I didn't know the Lord. I was just a worldly person who was doing her own thing. My parents come from South America, Paramaribo, which they there have also their own culture. So I was raised up with two different cultures, with the Dutch culture and the Suriname culture. Now, like I was saying, I was living my own life. I got on a very early age of 15 years, I got pregnant of my first son. And why I got early pregnant like that is because my parents, they were not parents who were Christians. My father was a drug dealer, and my mother was a depressed woman because my father had a lot of money because he was selling drugs. He had a lot of women. And because he had a lot of women, he didn't have time for my mother. And because he didn't have time for my mother didn't have time for me and my sister. So she didn't let us have our birthday, no Christmas, no Mother's Day. In fact, she was always high and sleeping. Mm. And because of that, I was going into the street to look for love. So before you know, I started having boyfriends very early. So on the age of 15 years, I got pregnant of my first son. Not even after my son was 3 months old, I got pregnant of my second daughter, which was also from a different father, because my first son's father rejected the pregnancy. He said that he was not the father of the child. So I was a single parent. I got another boyfriend from school, and he impregnated me too, and with him too, I didn't have a relationship. So my grandmother said that the way I was living, she didn't like it. So she introduced me to a family friend who was 15 years older than me, and I got married to this man. I was very unhappy in this marriage because it was not a man of my choice. It was not the man that God chose to be my husband. And I also got children with him. I got three more children, so in total I have 5 children. Because I was so unhappy in my marriage, I was cheating for my husband. I had a relationship outside the door. I start friending other friends, and I start smoking weed, going to the clubs, and living my own life, which I got involved with other friends who were dealing in drugs. They introduced me to the drug world, and I start trafficking in drugs. So over the years, I start making money, and I think I was on top of the mountain. So I was smoking my weed, going to the clubs, having boyfriends here and there. So I thought I had a good life, not knowing that I was destroying myself. So from the year 2002 till the year 2005, I went 3 times to prison. The first prison was in Curaçao, in South America. When I was arrested there, I saw people around me the first day, and I saw that everybody had everything, but me, I didn't have nothing. And I went to my cell, and I didn't know how to pray, but I know that I was lonely and that I was in trouble. So I say, God, help me. I don't have anything. And in 10 minutes' time, I saw that there was a big bag of provisions on my bed, and I was wondering where it came from. All the prisoners, they gathered what they had together and make a big bag of provision for me. So God heard my prayers in a few minutes' time, and I was like, whoa, this God is alive. So they took me sometimes to church, and I was going with them, and we were praying small prayers, and before you know, I got a miracle. I was sentenced for 18 months, but I was released in 3 months' time. Immediately I came outside in the street, I forget about this God who would give me that miracle again. I start smoking my weed again, traveling over a carried drug again. And as I was going to South America, to my mother's place, I used to go to a fetish priest and to get protection that when I carried my drug, that I won't get arrested on the airport. So every time when I go to Suriname, I will go and take some medicine. They will bath me with leaves and all kind of things, do all kind of voodoo so that I will be protected. So I was going on and going on and going on. But one time I went to another country, Peru, it's also in South America, and there too I got caught. Again, I got a sentence of 6 years and 8 months. And there too, the Lord was using me mighty inside the prison. He showed himself mighty to me inside the prison because when I was in the world, I used to sing. I'm an R&B singer, so I used to be on stage and singing. So the Lord started to use me mighty inside the prison there. They always have a competition there. They call Miss Primavera. They're looking for the most beautiful lady inside the prison. And they do professionals like a show on the TV. And they always ask me to sing before they start that program. But every year when I was singing, the news was going outside in the country, and even the president of Peru heard that there was somebody singing inside the prison. So all the TV people came to the prison to find out who I actually was. They gave me the name, came and make a documentary about me on the TV, and before you know, they released me earlier out of the prison because of my good behavior and because of the interest they had in my singing. They said I should go outside in the country and sing and finish my sentence outside in the country. So in 2 years' time, I was released. I didn't spend 6 years and 8 months. I went outside, and immediately I was outside, I forget about the Lord again, and I run away out of the country. I didn't stay and do what they told me to do. So from there out, I run away. I went to Suriname and bought some drug again and took it to Holland. I came to Holland, and I had 15,000 euro with me, and I went to my sister's place because that time I lost my house, and my children were taken to foster homes, divorced me, and my husband divorced me, so I had nowhere to stay, so I went to stay with my sister. Now, my sister enjoyed the money with me, but in 2 weeks' time, that 15,000 euro was finished, because we were going to the club, before you know, all this money was finished. Now, when the last 50 euro was inside the bag, My sister said, I cannot stay with her anymore. She didn't have money to take care of me. So I was in the street walking. My children came every weekend to me, and my sister told me that my children should not touch her food and her drinks because the small money that she has is enough for her and her kids. So I used to go to the studio every day to record songs. But normally when you go to the studio, you go only for 2 hours. But I spent the whole night there because I didn't have nowhere to sleep. So I will stay from 8 o'clock in the evening to 5 o'clock in the morning. Then I will walk in the street. So that time I was walking in the street and I was crying. I was like, how can I not have a house to stay? My children have to come in the weekend to me. Then I met somebody again who invited me to go to Ghana to carry drugs. I said, I don't have no choice then to go. Maybe when I make this money, I can come back to Holland, rent a house so that I can receive my children in the house. So I took the chance to go to Ghana. But this time it was a different story. I was for 4 days in Ghana and got arrested on the Kotoka Airport, and they brought me to Nsawam female prison. I got sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. This time, it was terrible. My family rejected me. I didn't have nobody who can support me financially. I was this time in an African prison, a prison where they sentence you with hard labor. They will take you out every day to weed, to carry wood on your head, to work very hard. I was inside there, and I was very, very, very sad. I said, what have I done to myself? I see that this time there is no mercy. In the other prisons, we had more freedom because there you can make phone calls. You can still have your beauty, your own hair and everything. But in this prison, they take all your dignity away from you. But I believe that the Lord was calling me for a long time. That's why he had to take me to the Ghana prison to push my face to the wall to know him better. So there I was in the African prison. Different culture, different language, different food, different mentality, hard working. So I was walking around in the yard, and I was thinking, what will I do in 10 years in this prison? So I was still rebellious when I was inside the prison. You know, I didn't want to listen to nobody, and I was doing my own thing. Till I met Evangelist Tony. Who took me with her, and she was somebody, she was very prayerful. But me, I couldn't understand her prayer because I was like, you are in prison, what are you praying for? God disappointed me for 3 times, I was thinking. I went 3 times to prison, away from my kids. My sister didn't want to take me in the house. My mother don't love me. My father don't love me. Which God is there? I don't believe in any God. Why I'm going through all these pains? My husband divorced me. Why I'm going through all these things? And I was looking at her, so I was doing my own thing. One day, she was angry with me, and she told me I was a witch. And when she said that, we didn't talk to each other. We were fighting. I didn't like the way she talked to me, and other people in the yard too got angry with me. So I was on my own. So there I was, no friends, no family, no Evangelist Tony. It just was only me. I thought it was only me, but God was also with me. So when you come inside the prison yard, they give everybody a plot to sweep or to weed. You will get a machete and you will weed it every day. So my piece of plot they gave me was in front of the church. So every day I will go and clean that piece of plot. And when I finish, I just return. But that time when Tony called me a witch and I see that I was on my own, I went inside the prison, inside the church, I'm sorry. And I was alone, and I lay flat down on the floor, and I looked up, and I said, God, if I'm a witch, deliver me from all this witchcraft. Because if I was thinking about my character when I was outside there, truly, I was a witch. Because if you are doing evil things, it can only take witchcraft for you to do those things. I was taking people's husbands, I was smoking weed, I was going to the fetish priest. I was just living a careless life. My life was just a mess. I didn't have no control over myself. You know, when you have a house and you don't have any rules and regulations in your house. People come in your house, they smoke in your house, drink in your house, have sex in your house, play games in your house, and you don't say anything about just going your pot in the kitchen and just eat like that. There's no control over it. But if you are somebody who's strict that when you come inside my house, you don't come with you inside my house, nobody smokes inside my house, you know you have the boss over your house, you have control over it. So what was it now? My body, which I know is the temple of God, needed a master so that control could come inside my body. Now, when I start thinking about my character when I was outside and the witch that Evangelist Tony called me, I said, I don't want to be like that again, but how can I get rid of this character? Because all over the years, I lost everything. And it's getting worse and worse because I went from one prison to the other prison. I lost my husband that fought me. My children was taken away from me from the government. My sister put me out of the house. I don't want to live like that. I want to have another type of life. So how can I get that other type of life? So I started with praying. I didn't know how to pray, but I seek the face of the Lord and say, God, deliver me. I started fasting and praying, and God was delivering me bit by bit. And when he was delivering me bit by bit, I started to see changes in my life, because in my loneliness, I started to recognize who I actually was and that I do have potential inside me. When I was outside there, I was thinking I was only good to have sex, to smoke, and to take money from the government, social, or carry my drug. I didn't know that one day I could be somebody, that I could be recognized by people, that I can do things that I was thinking I couldn't do. So when I was in continue to sweep my blood, I used to see a lady going inside the church to lead worship and praises. But because I was outside there and I was singing R&B and hip hop, I was always interested in music. So I was seeing what the lady was doing. So one day I called the lady in secret and I told her that the songs you are singing inside the church, can you teach me some of them? I would like to do the same you are doing. And the lady said, you know what? You are the one that God sent, because I'm going home in 2 weeks' time and somebody has to take over to be leading the church in worship and praise. So I will teach you the song. So she did. And before you know, I could sing the Ghanaian local language and start leading the church in worship and praise, which was wonderful. I didn't have no relationship with God again, but I was doing it with joy. In the other days of loneliness, I used to sit inside the church when the church was empty, and I saw they had a drum set there. I never played drum in my life before, but out of my loneliness, I always was sitting behind the drum. So one day I took the sticks and I started beating it little by little, little by little, little by little. And before you know, I could play the drum. So when the church service came, I was playing the drums. So God did two things for me already. I led the worship and praises, and I could play the drums. And because they saw that I like singing, I joined the choir inside the prison. And the choir leader went home, and another lady there became the choir leader. But they needed the assistant choir leader. And they choose me to be the assistant choir leader. So from sweeping the church blood, leading the worship and praises, playing the drums, I became the assistant choir leader. Then I start to see that, yes, I'm starting to growing small, bit by bit, bit by bit. So it is time for me to give my life to Christ, because I see that the Lord is really calling me to do something. Then I was another lady who came from the States. There, she was a Roman Catholic, and she said, is there no Roman Catholic church in this prison? And we said, no. And she said, but I want to pray the rosary with people who are sentenced for life, who never come out again. I would like to pray with them. So she taught us how to pray the rosary. I was, from childhood, I was Roman Catholic because my parents, they were Roman Catholic, but we never go to church or we never pray. I don't know anything about that, but I was interested to learn about it. So the lady was a remind prisoner, so the lady left. So when the lady left, they make me the president of the Legion of Mary. So I start praying with the condemned people. And I did it with joy. Every Friday I will go, I will set the table, and I will call the people and I will pray with them. Which I was going through a lot of attacks inside the prison because people were fighting me. When the devil has something good for you, the devil will fight you. Because when Jesus Christ wanted to come to this world, King Herod heard about it, and he was trying to destroy the vision of the king coming to the world. It is the same to we human beings. From the moment you were planted in your mother's womb, God had a plan for you. But the devil saw that also. Because before Jesus Christ came, the three wise men saw his star already. So they were following his star, the same way somebody is following your star. So the devil will use empty people to be attacking you for you not to accomplish your vision. So that is what I was going through inside the prison there too. Those who were empty were always attacking me inside the prison. But the love that I started to get for God didn't let me give up. And because I had Evangelist Tony, because later after our fight, we came together again, she put faith inside me, and she taught me how to pray. She used to write down prayers, very powerful Holy Ghost fire prayers, which helped me to deliver myself from many evil that was inside me because I was in bondage. Because when you sleep with many men, you make confidence with those men in the spiritual realm. When you involve yourself in drugs, there is a spirit behind it. When you go to the fetish priest, bathing of water, they put other demons inside you. Then I come from a Caribbean background who my family are keeping themselves busy with fetish things. My grandmother maybe had given me witchcraft from childhood. So I was possessed of all these things. So Evangelist Tony, she encouraged me to pray. So she became my prayer partner. So bit by bit, I got delivered and I started growing inside the prison, and people start recognizing that, and jealousy was also coming in. So as I was in the choir, for example, they were fighting me not to sing, for example. They don't want me to be seen because they know that if I shine, that maybe I will have a breakthrough somewhere. But the battle is not mine, but the battle is for the Lord. So I leave everything in the hands of the Lord. So I continue to fast and pray and to try to survive in this prison. We were going to other strong battles, like financially. If you don't pray for somebody to come and bless you, you will suffer because there is no communication to call your family, for somebody to send you maybe some euros so that you can shop and cook something for yourself. So if it is not the heart of somebody that the grace and the mercy of God is with you, you cannot survive in that place. So I became a prayer warrior together with Evangelist Tony. She's here with me. She's beside me here. She can witness this. And I want her to continue to talk about what we were going through there so that I can tell you more about my testimony and her testimony, because we went together through this. And I'm for sure you'll be blessed. She's here right beside me. Welcome, my Evangelist Tony.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I was just listening to your testimony, and as I was listening to it, it brought me back to some things that, you know, we were passing through, you know, and now that we have an understanding that, see, the Lord didn't take us from our own land and take us to prisons. Like me, I was extradited. I was one of the very first United States citizens, you know, born and bred in the States, extradited to Ghana. So when I got to Ghana, I didn't understand the ways of God and the way that He worked with us. When He's calling you, He can call you in so many different ways. And you see, now I have the understanding that, see, the law wasn't for me to be punished, but it was for Him to take me and prepare me to use me for His glory. Yeah. You understand? See, sometimes when we are experiencing these spiritual attacks that we go through on a daily basis, it's not that the Lord is allowing the devil to punish us, but it's to strengthen us and to give us divine understanding of who we are. And also, didn't it help you to know the gifts that God gave you?
Yes. I began to understand that I'm a leader and that God was training me to bring it home. Because where I come from, my family, they are not believers. My surroundings, they are not believers. Why was it only me, you know, from my family who was taken to all these prisons? God wanted to show me who he is and that I have power and that I have authority, that I can speak and I can change any situation if I just believe in him and if I can use all these weapons he gives me and that I can bring it back home and deliver my people. So if nobody in my family gets delivered, who will bring the news to them to deliver them? So he took me to the prison to meet Evangelist Tony for her to open my eyes and to help me, to train me so that I become strong in prayers the way I am now. It took a whole process to know actually who he was and what is actually inside me. Because if you don't know how much power is inside you, if you don't know how to activate it, and you will see that everything will just be taken away from you. Well, you know that if the devil is fighting for your future, he's fighting for your destiny, there is a way you can stop it and you can still claim it back. But if you are empty, you don't know anything, you will just perishing for nothing. That's why you see many people are in the grave. They're supposed to be great, great people, but they didn't become it because they didn't know the gift, the power that God has placed inside them to win all this. But God blessed me to know Evangelist Tony.
God blessed you to know who he was.
He also, but I was blessed to know him too. But I was blessed to know you because he used you.
Yes, I was a vessel.
A vessel,
yes.
Yeah.
To
open my eyes to introduce me to the great maker, yeah. And he is telling me how precious I am and what he placed inside me. If he didn't use you, I wouldn't have known.
Amen. So what we actually are trying to say that sometimes God sends people and to other, he does it all the time, not even sometimes, this is how he does it. He will use other people to go and deliver a message to someone else. But like you said, for lack of knowledge, my people perish. You know, some of us don't want to take it. Some of us, we don't want to take, we don't want to accept someone. No, not only that. Sometimes we don't want to accept, we don't even want people telling us, we take it like they're telling us what to do. And see, and that's how we miss the mark. That's how we miss the message.
Or they take it like an insult.
No, yeah, or you're insulting them. Just like in Africa, if you try to correct someone, they take it like you're insulting them.
Yes.
So my survival was a little different. See, they looked at me as somebody else was crazy.
Yeah.
They said I was crazy.
Even I thought she was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I'm talking to you, but it's not that I was crazy, but because the Lord was revealing so many things to me, and I believed in everything that I saw. And see, being in a prison like we wasn't just a regular prison.
No.
Actually, it was a satanic ground.
Yeah.
It was a occultic kingdom.
It was.
And see, it was like Daniel being in the midst of the lion's den. And you see, when you see that devil's demons, you know, small gods, and things like that is trying to come against you, and then God is steady giving you victory upon victory upon victory because of your faith, and you opening up your mouth to warfare prayer. See, that's why people must know. You must know that there is prayer, and then there is prayer. You see? See, and knowing how to direct your prayer to your problem and to your situation.
Yeah.
What do you agree?
I agree.
You agree. You agree because of your own experience,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know. So this is something that people really need to be taught.
People don't know that it's the policies and powers. That is the thing that people don't that is the thing what people don't believe. But when you start to see things, God open your spiritual eyes to
even your physical eye, because I remember the day when I was in prison and a cat coming out of the wall, and the cat turned into a dog, and the dog turned into a human being. That put me in shock and let me know that Tony was not crazy, that it is real. This is not a cartoon. This is not a horror movie. This is a real thing.
I wasn't crazy. So is that you know that I wasn't crazy.
That's what I'm telling you. That Tony was not crazy.
That me, you wasn't crazy.
And that I wasn't crazy.
No, you're saying that Tony wasn't crazy. I don't want you to say Tony wasn't crazy. I want you to say that you wasn't crazy, because you're talking to me. Man, you are having
a Yeah. That you weren't that you weren't crazy,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I start to realize that what you are saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
And that we are really in a demonic ground.
Yes.
And when I see that, maybe I'm supposed to get a visit, and the visitor didn't come, or was talking too much, and my blessing didn't come to me, I start to realize that sometimes we don't need to talk too much. I really should be prayerful and try to keep my secret so that my blessings won't be spoiled. But if you don't have knowledge of the spiritual things, you will just lose everything. So I thank God for using you to let me know my mistakes.
Amen.
Many people don't want to see their mistakes because they feel like you feel that you are better than them.
Yes, yes,
but that's not it.
Yes.
You just want to save them and to open the eye that the enemy is at work, because he comes to steal in the night and to destroy.
Yes, yes, yes.
So many people think that when you tell them the truth, that you are jealous of them, that you are hating them. But that's not it. I remember the time sometime where you were crying,
mm-hmm.
and I don't understand why you were crying. I was asking you, Tony, why are you crying? And you're telling me that all these people will perish.
Mm-hmm.
They are all demons. And I was thinking that, what does she mean that they are all demons?
And you know, it's funny that you say that, because sometimes people really were thinking that I was judging them, or I was trying to put myself on a pedestal.
Yes.
But it wasn't that I was judging them. It's the things that the Lord was revealing to me.
Yeah.
You see, one thing I know, like in Africa, some Asian nations and things like that, especially the one I have found out, like in South America, these nations, you know, the average human being goes through spiritual attacks, stronger spiritual attacks than what we go through in the Western world.
Yeah.
Now, in the Western world, we do have them, but they really go through it. I mean, because foundational curses, and because of the foundation of depending on small gods, you understand, they are born into covenants, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, these are the things that was revealed to me, because, see, me, I don't have understand. I am married to an African, you know, and I saw many things. I saw something. I saw that. I felt really bad for my husband, because the bondage that they put them in from the foundation. You know, and it's not that, it's a lot of times it's not their fault, because of the ancestors. And, you know, we are black.
Yeah.
Even though when we were there, they said that we were white.
Right.
But I have a little understanding now of why they said we were white people. And you know, and we know that our ancestors is from Africa. You know, we are black, regardless of even though we were born in a white man's land. We have white character, our thinking, everything was white. But when it comes to our DNA, and you look at us as skin color, we are black.
Yes.
So we went through this thing of looking at the, remember when we were in Jamesport?
Yeah.
We were in Jamesport at a slave port,
yeah.
A slave port. 365 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, it made me feel like, wow, maybe my ancestors passed through this.
Yes.
You know, why am I here?
Yeah.
You know, how did you feel?
I feel the same way. I was like, wow, this is what I normally see in the movie. I'm really in the place where they were catering slaves. I look at the wall. It's like I still see the fingerprints.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's what...
spirit itself that is there.
Yeah.
The way the officers are behaving, the shoes they were wearing, the things they were let us do, it made me feel that I was a slave. Like I jumped in, sometimes you have this movie, Back to the Future. I was like, I was in that movie, the way they were cooking in the pots, like witches. You know, the thing they were carrying on their head, we have to walk barefooted. The slave time was there for real. I was feeling that, my God, maybe my auntie or my uncle was here.
Yeah, maybe my great-grandparents.
My great-grandparents were here. But in the same time, they were calling us white people, you know, and I feel like, where do I belong? And I was fighting so hard to be an African. But later when I know the spiritual thing, I'm happy that they don't accept me like an African because, yes, I'm not proud to be an African of the background and the customs and the things my ancestors were doing.
It doesn't make you proud, but the fact that we can't change it. But one thing, though, I'm very happy about is that even in being in Africa, one thing they do know, they know the scriptures.
They know it very well.
They know the scriptures. I give them that. That is something that we do not know is the word of God.
Yeah.
But they know the word of God. That's why one real thing that I love about them, and I know that we are naturally born spiritual people.
Yes.
Because they are spiritual.
Yes.
And we do have their blood.
Yes.
Whether we want to accept it
or not.
Yes. But we are who we are.
Yeah,
and we can't change that.
Yeah,
but
right.
One thing I am very proud of, I'm very proud to have been to have went to Ghana, because some other places in Africa in prison could have been a whole lot worse.
Yes.
You know, and to be what they call white and survive it. See, if you ask the average African, can a white woman come to a prison in Africa and come back out alive? They won't believe that she can actually come back out alive, or she will come back sick, because of the spiritual, the things that they do in the spiritual, and because we don't know, not unless God give us that spiritual understanding of what's going on. You see, that's why, you remember how y'all used to call me Holy Ghost Fire?
Yeah.
I fire everything.
Everything
and everybody. If you raise your voice up at me, I'm sending Holy Ghost fire.
Because
I think it's not you that's raising your voice at me. I would think that it's the spirit in you that wants to challenge me, because I refuse to turn my back on God. I was in a place that I have a choice. I had a choice to worship the devil, to worship small gods, you know, these little fallen angels, or I had a choice to stay with God.
Yeah,
and
right.
See, the most people, they were out of fear. They denounced God.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But I said that I will stand for God, whether life or death.
Yes.
If I die, let me die for God.
Yeah.
You know, if I live, let me live for God.
That's, right.
That's the way I felt.
Yeah,
that's what gave me the power to want to survive. So I believed in my heart, in my soul, in my spirit, that God did not bring me there to perish. He did not bring me there to die. And I believe that he has given me the power to overcome every situation. So I was very aggressive there. You know how I was.
Very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Yeah.
Because I knew that God had my back.
Yeah. That's right.
You know? And I knew that I was covered by the blood.
Right.
You see, they didn't call me Holy Ghost Fire for nothing.
That's
because,
right.
See, every time,
right.
Every arrow that they send, Tender.
That's
why you people must learn that you're going to go through the battles.
That's
you're
right.
Going to be tested. Your faith is going to be tested. So don't think because you are going through that battle that God is not there or God is not hearing your prayers. It's not that he don't hear your prayers, but he can be tested in your faith.
Yes,
so you just have to be strong and be patient. Because if Jesus can die on the cross, if Jesus can be beaten, whipped, and go through everything that he has been through, well, who are we?
That's right.
We all must carry a cross.
Yes, right.
So those of you that are going through a battle, don't think that God is not hearing your prayers.
Right.
You just continue to have faith. You say, no matter how long it takes,
that's
no matter how long it takes, know that God is there for you. You know, I'm quite sure. And you know, another thing I learned in when I was in prison there. See, sometimes some people say can being in prison is such a disgrace in Africa.
Yeah.
See, they don't like to go back home and tell their families that they have been they was in prison because it's so much of a disgrace. But I'm not ashamed to tell you that I was in prison. I'm not ashamed.
Amen.
And when you think about it, almost all the men and women of God in the Bible have went through prison.
Joseph.
So who didn't go through prison?
Joseph, Paul and Silas, Peter.
Look at
them.
Oh.
So, and all
black
great people when they came out of prison.
You know,
yeah.
So sometimes God sets you down and to speak to you. See, sometimes you have to go from one place to another in order for God to get your attention. So it's not a shame, but the thing is, those that go to prison must find out why I'm here.
That's right. Yeah.
You don't go there and just be, and feel bad. What about what your family think? You go there asking God, why do you bring me here?
Yes. Yeah.
What is it that you're trying to say to me? This is, see, so that goes to show you that don't think that those that come out of prison is useless.
That's right.
Because we are not useless.
Yeah.
Great men and women of God come out of prison.
Yes, that's right.
With great anointing and great power to prosper and to maybe to deliver a word to save another soul. My sister here, Bianca, I remember when she first came, and she had some big issues going on. I remember. And, you know, I thank God Almighty. I'm so glad the Lord has come for you.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I remember how it was when you first came in. And, you know, I remember how you used to look at me like I was crazy when I prayed. But I could get you down and tell you to sit with us, me and Miriam. It was another girl.
Okay.
And I used to get Bianca and I used to tell her to, you know, come, let's pray. And I would be spit in the fire. See, I'm not somebody who just wants to have mercy on the devil.
I
believe in the name of Jesus there is power. I believe that in the blood of Jesus there is power. But one thing I know that Jesus is a merciful. He comes with mercy. And I don't want no mercy on no devil. So I come with fire.
I know that's right.
So I was a person that firmly believes in Holy Ghost fire. So when those of you that are fighting satanic battles, especially in Africa, because there's not one African I know who's not going through a battle.
Yeah, I know that's
so when you're going through those battles, I'm not telling you that there's no power in Jesus' name. I'm not telling you there's no power in the blood. There is power. But when it's time, when you get time, you say, enough is enough, then you apply fire. Because demons do not like the Holy Ghost fire.
No, they don't.
I remember when I used to pray fire when I join us with Bianca. Bianca will poke her lips out and buck her eyes and be looking at me like, you know, she'd be having that look, you know, because that was that spirit in her that didn't like fire. See, I can, and you see, they used to tell me, they used to call me and tell me to don't pray with the Holy Ghost fire. It's not good.
Right.
You remember that?
Yeah.
They have called me to the office and tell me, so it's not good to pray with Holy Ghost fire.
Uh-uh.
Huh?
But when I found out what the fire was doing, that I was getting delivered, I will tell Tony
to
fire
me
tonight. Yeah. I said, please fire me.
Yes. And then somebody used to tell, you know, because they have that third eye, you understand, they're taking things out in the spiritual realm, so they see everything that is happening. So sometimes when they see something happen to Bianca, then they come and tell Bianca, oh, that's supposed to be your sister, and she has to send the Holy Ghost fire on you. And I'll be looking at them, how do they know I sent Holy Ghost fire on her?
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? So that's the third eye there watching everything that happened in life. That's why when you are praying, always make, and I'm talking to the people all over the world, when you are praying, always pray against monitoring demons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pray against divination powers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Break TV screens and computers.
Let us go.
No,
go crazy. Send fire everywhere.
Fire
in your environment. Send fire everywhere.
Yeah.
Because their minds and everything that you say, everything that you do.
Yeah.
How, if there is some greatness in you, sometimes when things are happening with your family and you don't understand why, check out your foundation. Check out your foundation. You have power over every demonic issue that happens in your life.
That's right.
If you believe in Jesus.
That's right.
If you belong to the kingdom of God. But first of all, you got to be honest with yourself.
That's
who
right.
are you?
That's right.
Some of us are so busy being fake with ourselves, that's why we can't get our deliverance.
I think
that's
I
true.
Should talk about that.
That's true.
Mm. Because I was one of the people inside the prison that was honest with myself. I recognized the demons inside me. I confessed that I had witchcraft. I confessed that I was possessed. But many people, they cover their face. They say
yes.
Jesus,
yeah.
but they
that's
are possessed.
True. That's
yeah.
true. That's
yeah.
right.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's right.
And they're saying that I'm a child of God, but you know that you are not a child of God.
You know what you're doing in the night.
What God are you serving? So when you say you are a child of God, which God? That's why I always ask. If I know that the Spirit, it tests the Spirit by the Spirit, and you should know the Spirit.
That's right.
So are you being honest with yourself about which God are you serving? Which God are you serving? And what spirit is in you?
And you come here with one leg in this side and with one leg in the other side. You can't go to the fetish priest in the night and in the morning you go to church. Who are you fooling? Are you fooling me? The end of it, where are you going? We should not be worried about the flesh, but be worried where your soul is going. Because your soul is really going to go somewhere where punishment is waiting for you.
That's right.
So if you are not repentant, I'm begging you in the name of Jesus that
That's
today
right.
you can still surrender because punishment is real.
That's
Stop
right.
destroying your sister. You don't get anything with it. If you think your sister have a beautiful house, even you will die and leave that house.
That's
so
right.
Peter tried to save your soul.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
Not because
right.
your sister have a more beautiful husband. Even that husband will die and leave you. Leave
that's
that man
right.
alone
I
and
know.
Pray for your own. Huh?
That's right.
Don't
Amen.
Try to fight for somebody's property because you will leave all.
That's right.
Fight for your soul.
That's
the temple, your the body, your body is not going with you to heaven or to hell. It is your soul who is perishing.
That's right.
So I'm begging you, my sister, don't put your eye on somebody's property. Don't. Fight
right.
for somebody's husband.
That's
Don't
right.
take what is not yours.
That's
it
right.
won't help you.
I know that's right.
And you know another thing? See, sometimes in different cultures, you really don't have the understanding. You know, like I used to see when I was in Africa, in certain tribes, not maybe not all, and they're trying to change, so don't think it's an insult. I'm not insulting you. I know that it's not in everybody's tribe,
yeah.
but there are some tribes, when a husband dies, the family comes and takes everything from the children.
Yeah.
Maybe the brother will get it. Well, I don't understand. What makes the brother think that he's above somebody's children?
And they say the brother get the wife.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
that's in some tribes.
Some tribes.
You know, some tribes.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, why would you leave my children?
Yeah, that's true.
And let my children suffer.
Yeah.
Is it godly?
It's not godly.
Is it something that God would do? Sometimes when you are doing things in life, whether the and traditions that they follow is against the laws of God.
Yeah, that's true.
Traditions.
Yeah.
They say we don't have a tradition.
Yeah.
They say us all Bruni people or white people, whatever they call us, they say we don't have a tradition. But I'm glad not to have those type of traditions.
Oh, no.
I'm glad to only know God's way. That's
yeah,
the way.
That's right.
Because when you know God's way, that's the only way you need to know.
That's
I don't need to follow man's law
yeah.
or man's law to a certain extent because that's what land me in prison.
Yeah. And another thing, stop doing things in secret. Because if you think that nobody see you, God sees you. You see, when a thief goes and steal, he will look at the right, he doesn't look up. God is watching you.
That's right.
Everything what is in darkness will come to light
in
one day.
In Jesus' name.
Right.
Everything that is in darkness shall to come to light one day.
In Jesus' name.
Because maybe there are thousands of millions of people who are in darkness, but there are some who came to light. And those people's eyes are open and seeing the operations of the wicked. And we have been praying to arrest those demons. Even if we have to sweat blood, but we will continue to do it to fight for God, because that's why God arrested us. Evangelist Tony, she has the gift of arresting demons, and I trust her for that because I see how she was arresting the demons inside the prison. And I trust her for outside too that you were arrested. So if you are a demon, become a child of God. So it is not too late. You know, even how rotten you are, you can come something new. Think of an apple. When an apple is rotten, and you put it inside the soil, and you close it with the soil, and somebody will come and give it water every day. Before you know, you will see something will grow out of it. You will see a small plant. Somebody will come and water it and water it and water it. Before you know, it becomes a tree. And before you know, those trees start to bear fruit. You can be that person. Because take the word of God. That is the water that the tree gets every day. Every day you take the word of God, you can also become a strong tree. And before you know, people can come and pluck fruits from you. That is what happened to me and Evangelist Tony today. We have taken the word and put it in our system.
Amen. Eat it, live it, chew it.
Whatever you want to do with it, but apply it to your life, my God. Tony was right by crying because we don't want our people to perish. Once we were there too, we were rotten. But now we became new. We want you to become new too. My sister, my brother, I love you so much. And Jesus loved you more. God loved you more. That's why he sent Jesus, to save us from our sins. God hates sin, but he loves sinners. You can go back to him. He will embrace you.
Yes, he will.
That's the right. That's the truth.
I always said that God loved me so much. I could catch HIV because I was sleeping with every man and everywhere, and I was not thinking that I can catch something, but I never caught something. Some people, one time they will sleep with them and they will have HIV. I was swallowing drug put inside my stomach. I could got out, or one could bust up and I was dead. I was taking the plane to all countries. One of the plane could crash and I was dead. I was sleeping with somebody's husband. My husband could take a gun and shoot me because I'm cheating. But he didn't kill me. So many things could happen. I was going to fetish priest. Maybe one day I will go and the thing will backfire on me.
And you know, when you do go to those fetish priests, because the one thing people don't really understand, people look at these fetish priests and some pastors as gods. You know, they will go to these pastors. See, and what you don't know is that when you go to these fetish priests, and you go into them for to protection or to help you with your family, the only thing they do is contact the witches in your family. And see, and when they contact the witches in your family, then they come to an agreement. Maybe the battle will stop for that minute, but you don't know what's going to start back in the next 5 years. Devil cannot deliver devil.
I know that's right.
You're going to the devil to help you. Powers of darkness is not fighting against powers of death. You need the light of God.
That's right.
To destroy those satanic powers that is rising up
That's
against
right.
you, where they won't rise up like that again.
That's
but
right.
when you're sending power of darkness against powers of darkness, they come to agreement.
That's right. That's
so the first thing you have to do is deliver yourself from all evil.
And you know what? Sometimes, you know what? This is the thing that, do you remember when we were in Bible school? A little discussions about this. About, you know, if I'm possessed with a demon, that means my spirit is possessed with a demon.
Mm-hmm.
How can I deliver myself?
You can't deliver yourself.
Ah.
You cannot. I'm not talking about delivering yourself. I mean, you have to seek for deliverance. That's what I'm talking about.
You know,
about.
And then, you know, and you know, I want you to help me a little bit. I know the answer, but I want you to tell the people, Pastor Bianca, that how do they know a real pastor from a fake pastor?
A real pastor from a fake pastor. The Bible says, by their fruits you will know them. You know, church have its doctrine. When you go to a church, like when we were in the prison there, different churches came and visited us every day. One day, this church came and visited us. They called them Olumba, Olumba.
I remember.
And if you are somebody, you know your scriptures well, and you are really with God, God will reveal to you. You will test the spirit by the spirit. And I remember Evangelist Tony, when somebody was not from God, you will see her mouth moving like she was rapping. And I could understand why she was doing that, because if somebody come with a picture with a man on it and tell me that that is the Holy Ghost, then you must know that something is wrong somewhere. Because Jesus didn't tell us that he will leave a black man in Nigeria with the Holy Ghost.
That's true. But you know one thing we like? We as human beings, you know, even though I know that I've been washed with the blood of Jesus, but, you know, I still go through my battles. I'm still going through a battle. You understand? Because I was locked up in Sawan prison for 9 years. And, you know, being locked up for 9 years, even though you've been bought by the Holy Ghost, but you still, because you come back out, so many things is new, and you still realize that you still have some issues.
Yeah.
You understand? So it's a battle every day.
Yeah.
You understand? But one thing I learned when I first came out, I saw that a lot of people don't understand, and it made me want to cry. I went to some churches before I left Ghana. And this is just not in Ghana. This is in Africa. They have these pastors. People like prophetic ministry.
Yeah.
And in the prophetic ministry, there is so much money involved. So
yeah.
People go to Lent. They go to these different places and buy the spirit.
Yeah.
To do a prophetic ministry.
Yeah.
So you're thinking that this is a man of God because he lay his hands or he swing his hand and 100 people fall down. You know, majority of the time, let me finish. The majority of the time, that is not the power of God that they're using. It's not the real power of the Holy Ghost. But and then I was witnessing this thing.
Yeah.
I was witnessing how the pastors was laying hands on people's heads, still in that glory.
Yeah.
See, and you know, especially people around Africa, you must be aware of that these churches, some of these churches that you go through to 90%. Are using a different spirit. You're thinking that because you fall down, that it is the power of God. Now, listen, they make your spirit manifest. They make it manifest, but they can't cast it out. Have you ever asked yourself, you go to a church and you think you are being delivered because you fall down a few times, but then you go to another church and it's the same thing happen again. Don't you ever ask yourself, why am I still falling down? That means that the spirit is still there. Yet he didn't cast it out. See, when a real Holy Ghost casts it out, you ain't going to be falling down over every church you go to. Stop going from church to church to church looking for deliverance. When the deliverance is in the word of God, And because it's difficult for you to find somebody to deliver you, or find somebody, you know, the real power of the Holy Ghost, it's very difficult in Africa to find that.
Mm.
You go someplace, they steal your glory, they make all their exchange. They remove one demon and replace it with another one and say you're delivered.
Mm.
And the people are. Because they are looking for help. They're looking for help. They're looking for help in the wrong places.
Yes.
And the pastors manipulate them and take advantage of those that are looking for help.
Yeah.
Because everybody is suffering from some type of satanic attack.
Yeah.
Even now, do you know, even now, the witches don't follow us from Africa all the way to the United States?
Terrible.
They still come here. To destroy. They see you on Facebook and they say they're doing good. If you say that you're doing good, you're going to really get an attack. You got to hide every good thing in your life.
Yeah.
God lets you know, this is to say to the people of the world that Satan is ruling, but you still got power over every power of the demon. He did tell you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But that doesn't mean everybody, because if you are a devil yourself and you're trying to destroy somebody else, and then you still expect it for God to work for you, it don't work that way.
You can't be destroying your sister and then the next thing
you
want a breakthrough.
I will help me.
Help me, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so sad.
Even you're going to be with the Lord, or you're going to be with God. We have a choice to make, and the choice is ours. God loves us all. None of us is better than the next. Even though I don't care how much your anointing is, I can never be better than you.
Never.
It's God's grace and His mercy.
That's right.
How do people want to build the body of Christ? The Holy Ghost is not jealous of the Holy Ghost. But today we see pastors
jealous of each other. How can you be jealous of each other? Do you ever ask yourself, men and women of God out there, do you ever ask yourself, if you are feeling jealousy from your sister or your brother, is it of God? When you see pastors that are jealous of each other's anointing, jealous of each other's ministry, whose ministry is bigger? Do you want to go get juju and put another spirit up under your church so people will come? That's what they do.
God have mercy.
God have mercy.
Let's try to be real. It's not too late. We were all rotten one time. But come out of it. How long do you want to stay like that? Sometimes you see that you are living in poverty and you don't understand why you are staying in poverty. It's the things you have done.
Not only sometimes. Yeah, because sometimes it's just the things that they have done, but maybe sometimes it's the things that their ancestors have done. But the thing
all the same, seek for deliverance.
It's a curse.
Yeah. Mm? Okay. Curses have to be broken. We like praying with you people.
Yeah.
Mm?
Yeah,
first to bring your life to Christ.
Yeah.
Mm? So that is many people go to church. You will hear people will call, do the altar call, and people will go and give their life to Christ, and then they end it there. But that is not all. When you have accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, now you have to go and work on it to get deliverance from those ancestor curses, from those activities that you have done yourself.
Yes. You know, they're altars.
Yes.
You have altars in your family. Send fire. Set them altars to a fire. Aren't you tired of them destroying and controlling your lives and the lives of your children and your grandchildren and destinies to come, your future children?
And then you have familiar spirits, because right in your own family, they want to destroy you.
Witchcraft
from your own family. They'll be monitoring you, and they will make sure that you don't achieve nothing in this life. But if you are empty, you allow yourself to be destroyed. Because if you give your life fully to God, God will give you the power and the authority to fight for yourself so that you can claim back everything they have stolen from you, and that your soul won't go to hellfire, and that you can break and loose all the things that the devil has fight under the water for you, all this mommy water spirit, all the lesbianism and homosexuality that is going on in this world. It is all the water spirit that is operating in this world. People don't understand. Black Holland is full of water. You see that. Holland is Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm from there, so I know it all. You see, young girls are lesbians today. But the parents don't understand that they have to pray for their children because of the water spirit that is operating in the country. Will you allow the water spirit to destroy your daughter? Pray. Give your life to Christ for your own children. Save your kids. It doesn't have to be the same from generation to generation to generation. Somebody can stop it somewhere. Sometimes you see that a whole family, they have high blood pressure. A whole family, they are drunkards. A whole family, they are lesbians. A whole family, they are fetish. A whole family, they have diabetes. But somebody will be called out of that family to break it. It can be you today. Save your family.
That's right. That is right.
Not only your family, your area. Pray for them. Huh? There are some countries you see earthquakes are happening, all kind of disaster because of the things they have been doing in the country. God is angry. How brothers and sisters. Wake up. Today is a wake-up call.
That's right.
Fight for your right.
That's right.
Fight for your eternal life.
That's right.
Fight for your breakthroughs, your glory. Don't let him steal it from you.
Yes. Glory, your glory, your glory. As we have spoken, the Lord is leaning on my heart that there are some people that is out there that is really going through a battle and really don't know how to deal with this situation. But, you know, you must know that God has not abandoned you. He is there. He's waiting for you to open up your mouth and lift up. Don't just sit back and complain about your situation. But you can do something about your situation by opening up your mouth and using the power that he has given you in your tongue to declare and decree great things in your life. Don't sit up and complain. Complaining is not going to change your situation. God loves you no matter what. Don't think he has taken his eyes off you. He loves you.
God is laying another thing on my heart. I want to talk to all women who their husbands are cheating. Don't go to a fetish priest to seek for help to bring your husband back to you. You can pray to the Lord and he will deliver your husband.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
If you go to these people and seek for help, you're seeking for more problems.
Yeah,
that's right.
I will let Evangelist Tony continue this talk because you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I'm too emotional to talk about this because I have seen people perishing because of this.
Lord.
See, a lot of times what they do, they when you are angry and you think because your husband is having an affair with someone, but all you got to do that is pray for your husband. You pray that God bring him back because you already have a covenant with him. And you know, and you say, well, God has put together, let no man or no woman put us under. So you have power. You have power to take back what belongs to you. So if you go through the powers of darkness, once maybe somebody will pray for your husband. If somebody pray for your husband, that power that you have went to go use on your husband was spoiled. And once it's spoiled, the man is going to hate you. So it's going to backfire. So those of you who want to go use juju on your man or your husband and thinking that that is going to keep him, remember, even if he's not praying for today, but maybe somebody else will pray for him, and that juju will backfire, and you will lose the man forever.
And those are looking for fast money.
And those 419ers out there, you know who you are. That blood that you are shedding to get money, blood money.
Sakawa.
Yes, you know who you are. But you must know that that blood that has been shedded is going to cry against you, just as that blood of Abel cried out to God. So that same blood that you are shedding for your Sakawa is going to cry out also. So remember that that blood that you are shedding is for something. The devil don't give you nothing for nothing. And, you know, what I really want to say, because, to Bianca, it reminds me of some things because at one time I did 419. I didn't just, I wasn't just a drug trafficker.
Yeah.
I did everything.
Okay.
You know, I lived the life.
Yeah.
So I know. I did all the 419s. I learned, you know, Nigerians, they teach you well. If
yeah.
they can trust you, they know that you don't talk too much because they see us white people, they say you talk too much.
Yeah.
You know, but they know you can keep your mouth shut. They teach you well. They talk. I knew 419 very, very well. You know, but the blood, I never could shit. I was scared.
Thank God. You
were scared. I was scared. I'm scared to shed the blood. You know, I know that some people say, well, you shed blood when you were selling dope. Okay. Yeah, maybe I did at that time out of my ignorance. Because, see, those of us that sell dope, you know, we are also agents of darkness.
Yes.
Because, see, we are used to go out and, the Western agents of darkness are you? They use us differently. They were using us differently because at that time I didn't know that I was an agent. What I was doing, I was actually distributing demons into other people's lives.
Yeah.
Because if you're selling cocaine or heroin, whatever you are selling, when people start to use it, another spirit takes over that person, and it brings on the spirit of destruction and addiction into their lives.
So you're winning souls for the kingdom.
You're winning souls, yes. And so it is a spirit of destruction. But see, God is a merciful, because of his mercy, and, you know, he don't know, you know. So those of us that, you know, those of you that are out there selling your dope and you think that you're better than those that are using it, you also are an agent of Satan, you know, because you are delivering the spirit of destruction. Now, you know what? Repent. God is so merciful. I've been home now about 10 months. I've been home from prison after 9 years in Africa. And, you know, God has promised me so many things. Because, see, you know, Bianca, when I first came home, before I came home, God had promised me divine restoration.
Yeah.
And my family had destroyed and lost everything. I didn't have nothing when I came home.
Yeah.
But because God is so faithful in his word, he has provided for me restoration.
Yeah.
You understand? So, because I believed.
Yeah.
I believed God. But I also saw the forces of darkness trying to block those blessings.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, so all of this. So sometimes, my people, I want to tell you one thing. You will hear people say that delay is not denial. But let me explain something to you. Something can be delayed all the way until you die, and you don't get it.
Yeah.
So don't take delay as a delay, because you don't know the day that God's going to call you home, and everything, your blessings can be delayed all the way until you die. So actually, the spirit of delay hinders the blessings of God in your destiny.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you're going to get it. Promise it to you. And, you know, some people do say these things. Some people say, oh, God said this. Yeah, God said, he said it. But everything is a battle. Every good thing is a battle. Every blessing is a battle. When you go into these prophetic ministries, once that prophecy upon your life has been spoken out, it is now a battle for it. See, some people don't understand. Some prophecies is not really meant to be spoken out.
No.
Because when you speak it out, then it's time for the devil to come to steal it or to destroy it to make sure that it don't come to pass.
Yeah.
If the devil is not fighting you, if you think that everything is okay with you, then I think you need to really take some self-inventory. Because that means that something is not right. Devil is coming after the opposite, those that love God. Bianca, today you love God.
Today I love God.
Mm-hmm.
I love God with all the last breath that I have, because I can remember the time when you were telling me inside the prison that I should fight for my glory. I should fight for my future. I should not let the devil take it from me. And you were my prayer partner. You back me up in prayer. Even sometimes I have my ups and downs. I want to backslide. I want to misbehave in the prison, because I wanted to be a lesbian inside the prison.
Yeah, I remember.
Yes.
You know what? During that time, I think I just told you that I was the one who went upstairs and snitched on you.
Yes.
Because I wanted to save you.
Yeah.
And I knew that there was some witchcraft that they had done to tie your mind, because all of a sudden some of the things you just started saying to me. But see, these are some of the battles that we have passed through.
Yes.
But God brought you out.
Yes.
You understand? And I've seen the great thing, and I've seen your great turnaround. You know, I'm so glad to have you here in the United States with me. You know, this right here is a blessing. This is something that we fought for, we cried for. We said that we're going to do it, whether the devil likes it or not, that we were coming together as one to do
something.
And God, and we believed in it. And, you know, I remember when You got out a month or so before me, but you wound up staying 2 months there until I got out, and you made a way to come and get me, to take me out of the prison. And I want you to know, my sister, I love you for that. I love you for everything that, you know, that seems so small, but it's big, you know, because nobody's going to stay back in another country waiting on somebody else to come out of prison. And you did that for me. And I want you to know that I love you. You are my sister, no matter what. Even if the blood may not be going through the veins, but you are in my heart, like my sister, and I love you. I will always be there for you. I met you in prison because I know that God wanted to use me to save your soul, because God loves you.
Yes.
That's why he wanted to save you. Amen. And I'm so proud of you. I want you to know I am very, very proud of you. I love you today, tomorrow, until the day that God called me home.
Amen.
I will love you.
Amen.
You hear? I am your sister.
Amen.
I love
Amen.
I love you too, my sister. I want to appreciate you so much for coming into my life, and that I have made it this far.
Yes.
You were just saying that you are just back, but God gave you restoration. He restored me also.
Mm-hmm.
I went home. My family rejected me when I was there, but God made a way for me to get my ticket money to go back to Holland. And I even had small money left over that I could take care of my family when I reached there. That is now blessing.
Yeah, that is.
Because they're supposed to take care of me. But I went home and I shopped for them. In 2 months' time, I got my house.
Amen.
My children came back to me.
Mm.
And this August, I'm getting married.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
What can I say to God again? I'm pastoring in Amsterdam. Tony brought me to the UK. To the U.S. I mean, I went to the UK last month. Now I'm in the U.S. Before, I was traveling to carry drugs, but now I'm traveling to carry Jesus.
Isn't that beautiful? I'm so happy
to have you in my life. And yesterday I told you I don't have diamonds to give you right now and money, but I can appreciate you and pray for you and give you the love that I have inside me. I love you so much, Tony.
I
don't want to lose you ever again in my life. And in August, if I'm going to marry you, yes, I want you to be there with me. I want to show whole Holland that you were the person who hold me strong and don't let me perish, because I could be dead today.
My
I could be a lesbian today. The devil could take my glory today.
Yes.
I could be empty, but because of you today, and because of Jesus and God, I can shine.
Amen.
We give him the glory.
And, you know, all of you out there that's going through something too, you must know that the Lord loves you too. You must know that you just keep your faith. You keep praying. If you don't know how to pray, one thing I didn't really know how to pray when I first was arrested. But what I did, I went and bought Holy Ghost Fire prayer books. Anything they say Holy Ghost Fire, I want it. I used to ask the officers to help me get prayer books, but I wanted prayer books with Holy Ghost Fire. I don't want no prayer books that's talking too soft. So, you know, your prayers have to be aggressive. You know, you got to go to God and take his promises to him. And you see, God's word can never come back in vain. So when you go to God and you take his promises, that what he has promised you, you take those promises to God that he has promised you. You take the battle to God, because he said that the battle does not belong to you. It belongs to him. But you got to give him the opportunity to perfect himself in your life and to show you that he is God. By trusting, faith moves mountains. The Bible says even if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, your mountain will move. So you just believe that no matter how long it takes, no matter what the circumstances is, you know, no matter what it looks like today, and just believe that God will do it for you. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to come together and say a little prayer. You know, those of you that are
also called for, maybe somebody wants to give life to pray.
You do it.
If you are there in your wherever you are, and you haven't given your life to Christ, I want to invite you to
to know this wonderful master that I accepted into my life, who changed my bad to good. I want you to know this master. He can also change your situation. I want to sing a small song for you so that you can be touched, so that you can give your life to Christ.
Yeah.
God is calling. Listen, everyone. Many times you block your ears from hearing his voice. Can't you see the Lord is crying for you? Today is the day to change your mind. Tonight is the night of decision. But now is the time. Tomorrow may be too late for you to make up your mind. God is calling. God is calling. Listen, everyone. Many times you block your ears from hearing his voice. How can't you see the Lord is crying for you? It doesn't take a lot to accept Jesus into your life. You don't pay any money for it. It is for free. If you are ready to accept him, to receive his eternal life, just repeat what I'm going to say right now, and heaven will rejoice. Please, my brothers and sisters, close your eyes. Lay your hand on your chest and receive Jesus today like your personal Savior. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are my Savior. I believe you are the Son of God. Today, I am inviting you to come and sit in my heart. Forgive me for my sins. Wash me clean by your blood. From today, I know you. From today, I will make a new start. Don't look at the sins of my past, but accept me and make me whole. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I know right now heaven is rejoicing. Accepted Jesus Christ like your personal Savior. I would like to know who you are. You can send your name on
Angels of Melody, Tanya Angels of Melody page.
I would like to pray with you on Facebook. I would like to pray with you and help you for deliverance together with Evangelist Tony. Just send your name there, and we will pray for you.
Yes.
And I know God is going to do great things in your life.
Yes.
Those doors that were shut in the past, they are going to open from today in Jesus' name.
Yes.
That sickness you are suffering of all these years, you are going to get healed.
In Jesus'
name. That husband you are looking for all these years, he's going to allocate you by fire.
In Jesus' name.
That business you wanted to open since 5 years ago and you couldn't get the money to start it, you will see it before end of the month in Jesus' name. That bondage you are inside because of your ancestors, you couldn't come out of it, you are going to be released in the name of Jesus. That spiritual husband that has been sleeping with you all these days, he will leave you alone in the name of Jesus. Whatever your heart desires, God will grant it to you.
He is going to show you this week that he is God because you have accepted him. He will show you a sign that he is alive so that you can go and testify unto others. Just like I and my sister testify today. He will give you a testimony. He will give you a new page. He will give you a new song into your mouth. That is what I can assure you. Because if you serve the God that I'm serving, not the small God, not the gods of Africa, not the gods of the Caribbean, not the gods of the white land, but you serve the Alpha and the Omega, the King of Rock of Ages, the Lion of Judah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, El Shaddai, Adonai. He will show you that he is God, that he is the beginning and the end. I want you to remain blessed. And I hope that one day we shall meet. If we don't meet on this earth, I know we shall meet in heaven. If truly you have repented. My brothers and sisters, I love you so much. I'm going to hand over to Evangelist Tony. I don't know if she still has something to pray with you. She will pray for the nations. She will pray for those who are sick. She will pray for financial breakthroughs. Open your heart and receive this powerful prayer because this is real Holy Ghost that is coming to you. If you never have seen the Holy Ghost today, just stop the radio or your computer or whatever you are listening to right now because something is about to happen. Here is Evangelist Tony.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, our author and finisher of our faith, as we gather together, Lord, your word says, where one or two are gathered in your midst, your word says you are there, Heavenly Father. I appeal to you, Almighty God, on behalf of your children, Lord. Soak your children, Heavenly Father, around the world into the blood of Jesus. Soak their bodies, their souls, and their spirits into the blood of Jesus. Lord, you are the God who sees and knows all things, Lord. And you are the great provider, Heavenly Father, Lord. You know the needs of your children, Lord. Lord, you know the battles that they are facing, Lord. Lord, strengthen them in faith, Heavenly Father, Lord, because we can do nothing without you, O Lord. Lord, as we're calling upon you to strengthen them in faith, Heavenly Father, Lord, we're calling upon you for divine healing, Lord. We're calling upon your mercy around the world, Lord, against the found those of the Father that are seeking you, Lord. You say when we seek you, we shall find you, Lord. Every powers of darkness, Lord, that rises up against your children, Lord, that's rising from the air, from the land, the sea, Lord, we command open the heavens and send down your fire, Lord, and we scatter every demonic attack against their lives now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We command the fire, Lord, to begin to be released from the Father, Lord, into the areas of their lives, Lord. Lord, wherever satanic operation that's coming up against their destiny, Lord. Every destiny change, Lord, begin to catch fire. Begin to catch fire. Wherever that's coming against their children's glory, Lord. Lord, as they are listening, Heavenly Father, Lord, let divine deliverance begin to take place, Lord. We break every power of darkness upon their glory, Lord. Lord, wherever bondage that they're in, Lord, wherever stumbling blocks, Lord, delays in their blessings, delays in their expectations, Lord, so we can scatter every spirit of delays, Lord, every spirit of setback, Lord. We break it by the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord. Every spirit of disappointment, Lord, that spirit of disappointment that is operating in their lives, Lord, we command their fire. We command their fire. We command their fire. Lord, as we continue calling upon your throne of grace, Lord, Lord, bring divine deliverance, Heavenly Father, Lord. Every demonic covenant, Lord, that they have been trapped in, Lord. Lord, we break every covenant by the blood of Jesus, Lord. Every sickness, every disease, infirmity, spirit, Lord, that has come upon your children, Lord. Lord, I'm ripping out of their bloodstream now to the blood of Jesus, Lord. We command the blood of Jesus to nail every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, spirit. It shall be nailed to the cross in the mighty name of Jesus. Because of the stripes, you are healed. You say, if we pray for the sick, Lord, you say the sick shall be healed, Lord. If we believe and have faith, Lord. Lord, your word says that no walk open, Father, against your children shall prosper, Lord. And every tongue that rise up against them, and judgment shall be condemned, Lord. Lord, every incantation, Lord, every evil spoken word, Lord, against your children, Lord. And we turn that arrow back to sin and now. We cancel it through the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord. Wherever they're operating here, every mommy wants a witchcraft operation, Lord, that is holding the blessing of your children in bondage, Lord. We command Holy Ghost fire. We command Holy Ghost fire. We release Holy Ghost fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to arise, Lord. Show thyself mighty and strong, Lord. You say that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you say you will lift up a standard against them. You say when they come in one way, they shall begin to flee several ways, Lord. Lord, show yourself, Holy Father, Lord. Those that are seeking your face, Lord. Lord, those that are seeking you, Holy Father, Lord. Locate them in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Grant them the deliverance, Holy Father, that is seeking for you. Wherever the enemies are holding their finances, Lord, those that need financial breakthroughs, Lord, they have a spiritual bank account that you have created for them before the foundation of the earth, Lord, you can give them a supernatural increase. Wherever the enemy has decreased their finances, we strike it down by fire. We strike it down by fire. We cast it by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Lord, let your fire begin to be released, Lord. Lord, send that we call down the sword of angel Michael, Lord. Begin to go and fight for your children, Lord. Wherever the enemies are reading their destiny, Lord, where they are, every body to spirit, Lord, we come every spiritual camera, spiritual computer, Lord. Lord, we command them to catch fire. Every spiritual screen, Lord, catch fire. Begin to catch fire. Begin to catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, begin to arise, Heavenly Father. We know that you are better, Lord, because your word says that, you know, when we seek you, we shall find you. And you will show us great and mighty things. So you say that is what your word has said, Lord. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall have been in the shadow of the Almighty God. That's what your word has said, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord. We give you the glory because we know that you have performed that miracle in our lives, Lord. Lord, those that are looking for children, Lord, every demonic spirit, Lord, that is blocking them from having children, Lord, Lord, we cast it into the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus Christ begin to speak on their behalf, Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, you know the pain, Heavenly Father, Lord, the hurt that somebody is feeling, Lord. Lord, those that have lost their loved ones, Heavenly Father, Lord. Comfort them, Almighty God. They can do nothing on their own, Lord, but they need your comfort, Lord. Lord, they need you, Heavenly Father, Lord, to strengthen them, Heavenly Father, because you said we can do all things through Christ who strengthen us, Lord. So begin to strengthen them, Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, we need you to take total control, Lord. Take control of the poison of darkness that roams in and out throughout the earth, Lord. Every power of darkness has been released against your children from the second heavens, Heavenly Father, Lord. We command the Holy Ghost rock and bomb the blast and scatter in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We command a supernatural earthquake to take place in any satanic kingdom, Lord, that is operating against your children, Lord. Begin to arise, oh Lord. Begin to realize, Lord. Release your fire, Lord. Release your fire, Lord. Release your fire, Lord. Release your fire. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. This is what your word has said. And you said that your word should never come back in vain, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We lift you up and glorify your holy name, Lord. Because there is none that can compare unto ye, Lord. Such a merciful God as you are, Lord. We seek your mercy this day, Lord. We call it upon your grace. Let your grace begin to speak for us, Lord. We know, Heavenly Father, that we have sinned against you in so many ways. But because of your grace, Lord, because of your mercy, Lord, you say our sins is forgiven, Lord. Oh, great merciful God, Lord. That are seeking you, Lord, and to begin to find you, Lord. We thank you. We lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. I'm telling you, this has been a very, very powerful, I'm telling you, program on tonight. And y'all already see that they are definitely women of the fire. I'm telling you, the fire of God indeed. And it's just, I'm just so blessed to be sitting right now with both of them today. Just awesome. We right here in my dining room, y'all. Right here in my dining room at the house doing this program on today, and I'm just grateful. I pray that y'all got something out of this testimony. I pray that these prayers will follow you, and you can get in contact with them if you want to know more about them and you want to speak with him or get in connection. You can inbox me on my Facebook page, which is Tanya Angels of Melody page 2, or you can Twitter me up at AN753, and you can leave a message, and I will be gladly to connect you all with them. All right? So we just thank God for his many, many blessings. And we just want to say God bless you. We look forward to having them on here again soon to minister to you. And so we just want you to know that God loves you, and always know that we love you too. So taking us off, we're going to take you off with a great song. We just want to say God bless. Have a blessed night.
In the name of Jesus, what must we do? All I got to tell you to do is get ready. Get ready tonight. I told you we was going to pray for the sick. And all we can do is pray, but the healer is his. You've been suffering with your back. Infection. Kidney infection. I want you to believe him today. We're going to curse this yoke of the enemy. Curse and rebuke his stronghold in your body. We're going to come against that throat condition. We're going to come against that garter in your throat. We're going to come against that cancerous throat. Oh, yes. We're going to come against that cancerous liver, that cancerous spleen, that cancerous stomach. In Jesus' name, the devil is a liar. Turn your faith loose. He's God of the everlasting now. Raper, the healer, is here by the Spirit of God. We're not going to have a prayer line, but I'm going to speak the word. And as we speak the word, he sent his word and healed them. And his word will not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that for which he sent. I'm here to tell you, whether you're at home, whether you're in the hospital, incarcerated, it doesn't make God any difference. Can't nothing shut God out from nowhere. He don't have to go where you are. He's already there. I come against strongholds. I come against torment, demon pressure. Come against insanity in Jesus' name. I come against fits of depression in the name of the Christ of Calvary. Devil, no you don't. I'm not asking you, I'm commanding you. I come against drugs. I come against alcoholism. I come against perversion. I come against homosexuality and lesbianism. Your yoke must break. Devil, you can't hold them. You cannot hold them. God is above you, and he's your boss. And in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, I come against arthritis in the hip, in the vertebrae, in the spinal column. I come against arthritis in the pelvis bone. I come against that pelvis bone. My God, that's withering. My God, I come against it in Jesus' name. I come against that knee condition. You can't even hardly bend it. Oh, devil, you alive. I come against that enlarged heart. I come against the arteries that's plugged up. I command you, devil, in Jesus' name, take your filthy hands off of here. Come on out of here. He's the healer tonight. Devil, no, you don't. You can't hold a one. You can't hold a one. The hand of God, the anointing of God, the power of God is against you in each one of these bodies. Through the anointing, through the blood, through the spirit, I curse your hope. I crush your hope. I command your forces to be rebuked. I shut up your way. I put hooks in your jaws and send you back. I overthrow the horse and his rider. Devil, we catch you in your craftiness and defeat your purpose. Turn that man loose. Turn that woman loose. I command you. Get on out of that bed of that woman, devil. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke death on you. I rebuke death in your body. I rebuke death in your mind. I curse death rattles. I command you to come out of that coma in the name of Jesus. Devil, no, you don't. The name of Jesus is a strong tower, and the righteous can run under your name and be safe. I rebuke you, Satan. I rebuke you in that name that's above every name. I loose the minds. I loose the minds. I loose the minds. I come against that female disorder in Jesus' name. The Son of the living God, be healed. I curse that knot on the breast, whether malignant or benign, in Jesus' name. Everyone that listens under the sound of my voice, by your spirit, let there be mass healing. Let there be mass miracles in Jesus' name. In this visible audience, in the invisible audience, I speak deliverance. I speak